Monsoon rains hit Metro Phoenix hard Tuesday, but the deluge did far more damage in areas north of the city. Interstate 17 northbound was closed for several hours, and people had to be rescued from submerged vehicles and at least one home. KJZZ's Stina Sieg visited the area as residents began to take stock of the damage.
River's Edge RV Park in Black Canyon City looks peaceful and empty. Instead of trailers, there's a grill, lawn chairs, a bike, all stuck in feet of gooey mud. These and a grab bag of other items had to be left behind by residents when water rushed in.
Nobody's here.
Except Michael Rudd, who both lives and works at the park. He has now returned to his camper, but at one point, he says, the water was belly button high. That's when he was evacuated along with everyone else at the park.
The water was like a big whirlpool out here.
Now it's just a big mess, one that Rudd will have to help clean up. Not that he's complaining.
Well, you know, it's just going to be something to deal with for a while. A couple of weeks, it'll dry up. It's going to be muddy. It's going to be really bad for a couple of days.
Farther downstream, it doesn't look to be drying up anytime soon. About 10 miles south in the town of New River, a usually dry riverbed is flowing with water. Several roads are closed, including the one that leads to Jim Spain's house. He inspects the crumbling asphalt and silt washed across the road.
I've lived here 40 years. I've never seen this river this high. It tore trees out, 60, 70-foot trees. It just took them out.
Spain can still get home on rugged back roads, but he says he doesn't know how all his neighbors are doing, because he definitely cannot reach them. While the intensity of the recent monsoon was surprising, Spain says he's seen plenty of flooding in this wash over the years, just not this bad.
When this thing fills up with brush and trees, Mother Nature comes along and cleans it out.
But that process can be a shock for a newbie. Vicki Kadem has lived in Anthem about a year, and this was her first major flood. Her home is on high ground, but the surrounding area was swamped. The day of the monsoon, she drove up to New River to watch the flood from a bridge, the same one she's standing on now.
The water level almost reached the bridge. You know, it was scary.
It's much lower today, but there are still a few feet of brown floodwater flowing around rocks and branches. And people are still pulling over and clicking photos on their cell phones. Kadem says she's glad the water is quickly receding.
Luckily today we got, you know, some sun, and hopefully things will dry up and get back to normal.
The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of thunderstorms in the area through the weekend. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, New River.